Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Dire Straits bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Folks, it's just you and me still. I want to take one more segment and just talk about something else on my mind, just the two of us. And it's a little bit different. I want to talk about sports and politics and me, maybe you. I have to give you a full disclosure. I haven't watched baseball since 1995, right, when they had the strike. I grew up on baseball. I grew up at a time when baseball was everything. In fact, when I was a little kid, NFL was a third world sport. Baseball was everything in America when I was a kid. So I have relatives. Some of you may have heard of Don Blasingame. That's my second cousin. Was a great second baseman, and back in the mid-century. So baseball is Wrigley Field. I spent watched a lot of ball games at Wrigley Field. A lot of doubleheaders that were at Wrigley Field. So, big sports fan. But in '95, when the players and the teams let their greed get in the way of their fans, they struck and did not have a World Series. Now think about that. Only when there was a world war did we not have a World Series. Even during the Depression, we had a World Series. Even early on, we had a postseason playoff system. But they didn't have the World Series in '95 because the players and the teams couldn't get their greedy acts together. And I said then, okay, if that's how you feel about me, then I don't need to have anything to do with you. And of course, I was justified later with the juicing scandals, right? The steroids that happened over the next 4 or 5 years. So I haven't watched baseball. I watch a little of the World Series. Otherwise, for 25 years, I haven't watched baseball. So that's a full disclosure about what my attitude is about the behavior of the teams. I can't watch it. I don't need to know a lot about the players. But I would like to think that they share American values. So I quit watching the NFL a couple of years ago when the Kaepernick craze started, right? With the kneeling for the national anthem. Folks, I think there are certain things about America that should be revered. Ideals that should be revered that are non-negotiable. Kneeling during the national anthem does not make me happy, and it sure doesn't make me want to watch you play ball. So I quit watching the NFL, and guess what? I'm okay with it. I watched the Super Bowl because that's more of a spectacle than a game. But still, the idea that they were going to kneel during the games, I just didn't need it. So I quit watching. But now we've got this new stuff going on, this social justice stuff going on. And I'd already decided that I was going to be like with college sports, for example, that I was worried about it because I do like to watch college football. And so I was worried about this, and I decided to watch a game Saturday night. I started watching the Clemson-Wake Forest game. I like to watch the Clemson team. I like to see them play. But I had already decided that if they started getting, you know, too crazy about this social justice stuff, kneeling and all that, that I wasn't going to watch. Well, I got into the second quarter, and the announcers, they showed up, one of the players on the screen had just made a play, and the announcers said they recognized him as being the leader of the social justice team on the team. In other words, there's a group of that are identified, isolated, they're separated, called the social justice team on the team. He's the leader. Not he's a great student athlete. He's got a 3.5 rate GPA, et cetera, et cetera. He donates his time. He's a social justice leader. Well, you know what, folks? I turned it off. I recorded the ball game, and I deleted it. I do not know who won. I don't care now. Now, you might think, well, you're crazy, Blessing Him. You're a knucklehead anyway. Well, let me back up my position with some surveys, with some statistics. This is from Gallup. Gallup asks men, women, different ages, white Americans, non-white Americans, Republicans, Independents, Democrats, all those groups were asked, what do you think about the sports industry, especially with regard to your attitude about the industry, those different groups, the NBA, the NFL, et cetera. Adults, men, women, three demographic ages, white Americans, non-white Americans, Republicans, Independent Democrats, every one of them have a reduced, in many cases, a significantly reduced opinion of those of sports, of the sports industry. All adults, 30% negative. It dropped 30% from plus 20 to minus 10. How about this? Non-white Americans dropped 35%. Independents dropped 36%. Think about that. That is a major demographic shift. People don't want politics in their sports. And that has political implications, my friends, for November. So it's not just me. America is sick of politics in their sports. Goodell, all you other guys leading those groups, the NCAA, call your office.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.